Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Jonga Kandemiri. This evening, we are discussing a Supreme Court application filed by the South African Home Affairs Department challenging a ruling by the Pretoria High Court, which declared as unlawful and unconstitutional a move by the government to terminate Zimbabwe exemption permits. On Monday last week, the Pretoria High Court reserved its judgment on the current case. Before we discuss this issue, let's hear what is happening elsewhere. Some Zimbabweans living in abject poverty are reacting angrily to claims by President Emmerson Mnangagwa that the country's economy is the fastest growing in the Southern African region. Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare, where some economists and members of the main opposition say the president is being misinformed or does not understand basic economics.
Every just ended United Nations General Assembly, Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa said his country's economy was the fastest growing in Southern Africa.
We are recording unprecedented development and economic success milestones. For the last 3 years, our country has been the fastest growing economy in our Southern Africa region. Further, Zimbabwe is prioritizing the eradication of poverty and improving the quality of life of our people.
But in Harare, Lighton Chamani depends on part-time gardening to make a living. The unemployed 37-year-old says the past 3 years have been difficult for him.
I make so little money that I am failing to send my children to school. I need money for school fees, for my wife, and for other obligations. I hope I get sponsorship so I can start music and uplift lives of other Zimbabweans.
Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti, a leader of the main opposition party, disagrees with President Mnangagwa's assessment of the economy. He says the president is seriously ill-informed and misinformed, as 79% of the population is living in extreme poverty.
Over a third, they have to rely on food assistance from the WFP and other UN agencies. More than 90% of the population is in formal employment. Everywhere where you go, there is decay in infrastructure, decay in the mindset. So there's a lot of propaganda, there's a lot of misinformation. This is a limping economy.
Prosper Kitambara is a senior economist with the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe. He says Zimbabwe's economy took a nosedive in 2019 and 2020 due to cyclone Idai and drought. He is also concerned about the effect of inflation on citizens as well as poverty levels.
Our currency has been affected by the inflation. We've seen the depreciation of the currency. So the value obviously has been decimated by inflation.
Chitambara says that Zimbabwe needs to increase production and stabilize its currency so it can think of sustaining the growth and reaching an upper middle income economy, which President Mnangagwa wants to achieve by 2030. Columbus Mavunga, UAE's Harare, Zimbabwe.
Back to our topic of the day. South African Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi and Home Affairs Director General Tommy Makode are seeking a Supreme Court order to overturn a Pretoria court ruling in which the government was blocked from terminating the Zimbabwean exemption permit program with almost 180,000 beneficiaries. The Pretoria High Court ruled that it was unlawful and unconstitutional for the government to terminate the program. In their appeal, Motsoaledi and Makode argued that the Pretoria High Court interfered with another arm of the government when it made its ruling. They want the state to terminate the program. The leave to appeal application has been opposed by the Helen Suzman Foundation and the Consortium for Refugees and Migrants in South Africa. The Pretoria High Court extended the Zimbabwe exemption permits to the end of June next year, while the South African government had ordered holders of the documents to regularize their status by the end of December this year or face deportation. This comes at a time when some organizations like Operation Dudula put South Africa First and African National Congress Youth League are calling for the deportation of illegal immigrants. Some banks are also accused of already closing accounts of some Zimbabwe exemption permit holders, although the permits were extended to December 31st, 2023, as is explained in this video by Zimbabwe Community in South Africa Chairperson Mabuto Mabena.
We have serious issues with the NetBank. It is closing bank accounts of holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permits. We have been trying to talk to them. We did contact some of their management. We could not get through to the head office, but we were able to talk to some in the Gauteng head office and explaining to them the issue of the Zimbabwe exemption permit, its expiry date. That is the grace period that it expires on the 31st of December 2023. Explain to them again the judgment which was passed in June 28 by the Pretoria High Court. But so far in all this explanation, we seem to be having some challenges. We are very much concerned that other people's bank accounts are being frozen by NetBank, and the people are unable to pay their bills. This is a serious concern. We will try our level best to talk to the head office, the legal department at NetBank. In the last discussion that we had with the Gauteng head office was that we might then possibly need to go to court over this, because clearly it is a violation of the rights of holders of Zimbabwe exemption permits. Government which issues these permits says they are still valid until 31st December 2023. But NetBank then it decides to close these accounts. Yeah, it's a serious concern on our part. So we appeal to all holders of ZEP who bank with the NetBank. We have this problem to contact us from next week, so that we are able to compile a proper database of those that are affected by this decision by NetBank. We are trying to see, talking to some lawyers for human rights to see whether it would be possible for us to go to court on this, because it cannot be correct that people's bank accounts get frozen when it is clearly marked that the grace period is extended up to end of the year.
And that was Zimbabwe Community in South Africa Chairperson Mabuto Mabena speaking on his weekly show in South Africa. Meanwhile, following Zimbabwe's disputed elections, many Zimbabweans are leaving the country for greener pastures, according to International Organization for Migration. IOM Zimbabwe recently said in a survey it conducted that the number of Zimbabweans permanently leaving the country for either Botswana or South Africa in the month of August increased by 10% and 37% respectively. Meanwhile, the South African government announced today that on October 5, President Cyril Ramaphosa will officially launch the Border Management Authority at the Musina Showgrounds in Limpopo to ensure an integrated border management platform with a single command and control to support the attainment of secure borders, safe travel, and trade. Let's take a short break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Welcome back to our show. Please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Joining us right now to discuss this issue is Mr. Velempini Ndlovu, a legal advisor, and Ms. Diana Zimbuzana Chambara of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, all based in South Africa. We are also joined by Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda from the Diaspora Forum. Let's hear from our guest. Please, we have lost Dr. Swanda again. We are having problems with his phone connection. But we have the lady and gentleman on the lines. Welcome to our show, Mr. Zimbuzana Chambara and Mr. Ndlovu. Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
I think we are having problems with our connections. Hello, Mr. Ndlovu, can you hear me? I can hear their phones are on, but I think, I'm not sure that they are able to hear me because I cannot hear what they are saying. Hello, yes, while we try to connect back our guests, let's hear from callers who send in their messages here. We have some callers who say, like Mr. Winston Sakala, he says, Tinovota neropa here, inga zanu PF inotinyika, aitorwe nepeni, saka I don't waste my time kuzokera kumusha kunovota. Hello? Hello, Mr. Ndlovu, are you there? Wow, we are having problems with our connections, but while we try to sort that out, it's time to also to read what some of our listeners send us here. And Mr. Morgan Memberere, who is in South Africa, he said, "Hapana nyika isina foreigners. Zvavo zvekujaidzwa izvo. Hakuna kwatinoenda tichabuda tega takuda." His president is the first one to support ZANU-PF because it's benefiting our minds instead of telling him the truth. They must leave Zimbabweans in South Africa alone. Inyaya kuti vanave Zimbabwe vari South Africa vari kupa maonerawo pamusoro pedanho rakatorwa nebazi rezvekutongwa kwenyika South Africa ari mukati menyika South Africa. Rakaenda kumatare dzimhosva richipikisa mutongo wakapiwa muna June nedare rePretoria High Court wekuti aiwa nyaya yekuti magwaro eZimbabwe exemption permit anongonzi upenyu hwavo hwapera kana kuterminatewa iri kunze kwemutemo basi harina kuteera mitemo inofanira kunge ichiitwa zvakaita kuti dare reHigh Court ringe richipa upenyu hwemagwaro iwayo kusvika gore rinouya muna June. Nekuti South African government kana kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa yakanga yawedzera upenyu hwemagwaro iwayo negore rimwe chete kusvika muna zvita wegore rino muna December. Ndonyaya tiri kukurukura. Mr. Ndlovu, makadini? Thank you so much. I think we're having problems with our connections, and you are now live on our show. I think our listeners can also hear you clearly.
Yes, I couldn't hear you earlier.
Oh, yes. Sorry for that. We are discussing the appeal by the Department of Home Affairs in South Africa to try and appeal against the High Court ruling that was given by the Pretoria High Court. What's your take on this legal route that the minister and the ministry or the department has taken?
It was to be expected, because this is more a political than a legal issue. Because next year there's going to be elections, and the ANC has been losing support to some organizations that have come up and they've been anti-immigrant, like Action SA. So the ANC government has got to be seen to be taking action also against immigrants. And they've done that by challenging this. So maybe their hope is that they will challenge this, and then by the time the court hears the case next year, they would have the elections would have passed. So they won't lose support, because any party now which is seen to be supporting immigrants is actually losing support.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Please do stay on the line. Welcome, Mr. Diana Zimbudzana Chambara, to our show.
Thank you very much.
Yes, we are discussing the legal route that the South African government or the Department of Home Affairs has taken to appeal against the Pretoria High Court ruling. What do you say about this?
It was to be expected, actually, because as soon as the Pretoria High Court issued this ruling, the minister came out and said he's keen to appeal that judgment. So it was to be expected that he, at one stage or another, the minister, through his Department of Home Affairs, is going to appeal that ruling. Well, I don't think there's room for success, though. But anyway, we have to wait and see.
Thank you so much. Do stay on the line. Let's hear from Dr. Vusumuzi Suanda, who is also on the show now. He has joined us. Welcome to our show, Dr. Suanda.
Thank you very much. Good evening and good evening to the listeners.
Yes, Dr. Suanda, the South African government has decided to appeal against the June ruling by the Pretoria High Court. And we've heard from our two guests here that it was something that was expected. Is that not going to change the projectiles for the Zimbabwe exiles, the Zimbabwe exemption permit holders, where they are expected to go after this June? Because the South African government said until December 31st, the Zimbabweans should leave. And now the court, the Pretoria High Court, said until June next year. Is this not going to change now all this?
Well, indeed, an appeal is going to stay the order of the court, which ideally means that the court's ruling that extended the permits up to June 2024, you know, will obviously be of no effect. And therefore, if indeed the court does grant them leave to appeal, then it means that another application might have to come in place, you know, especially towards December, to interdict, you know, the Department of Home Affairs from, you know, deporting or dealing with the exemption permit holders as illegal immigrants pending, you know, the finalization or the hearing of that appeal. So obviously, the appeal has that effect, that it will stop, you know, the court order, the order that was given, but an interim order can easily be obtained because of the pending litigation.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Ndlovu, we heard that in their appeal, the Department of Home Affairs says the Pretoria High Court ruling, or the ruling that said it, its decision was unlawful, is that there was interference with another arm of the government when the court made that ruling. What does that mean?
They're just trying to to come up with an argument which is not there, because the Home Affairs Department itself did not follow the Administrative Act, like they did not follow the law. So the law says that if you are going to make a decision that will affect someone in an adverse manner, you're supposed to tell that person before you make that decision and have that person make representations to you as to why you should not make that decision. So what the Home Affairs Department did, they cancelled the ZTP permits first, and then after cancelling the ZTP permits, that's when they tried to consult the ZTP holders, people who were affected, and the others. So they did not follow their own law. So it's not, administrative law was not followed there. So this thing of theirs of trying to say that there's interference with the executive arm of the government by the judiciary is not true, because the judiciary is only there to make sure that the executive branch of the government actually follows the law. So the Home Affairs Department, they are not going to succeed on this, because the ruling did not say that they shouldn't cancel the ZTP. Mm-hmm. The ruling said that they should in a manner which is according to the law.
Thank you so much. Please just stay on the line. We want to take our first caller, who is in South Africa. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Magadi Baba. Aiwa, tiro wape, nchunofara, mchinge mwerimi, matanga kupinda mchirongwa chedu. Zita ndi yani?
Zita ndi John Makeke.
No, tinotenda mkoma John. Chipe iti nzgeza mwini nazo.
Oh, pazora nasi ne na uye ma temitle.
Yes.
Warguti warguda kupana ma temitle. Nonga, sekuona kwangu inini ya... Na uya waru itai ino zizoti bata uwe susu waru kutuwa katiri kuno huko.
Imi matumaya ni mapemite, reka na mtumuruto otari sila uzenge mchua na magwaro.
Isutu uzotari sila uzenge mchua na magwaro.
Mm-hmm. E, chirongwa ichi, achisi chaka pere, resa kama notari sila magwaro kuwa kupi, ino kutu nungwa chirongwa ichi, shainzi chaka pere.
Nekufamba kwengu watona sakuti zisachinja zongo roo politics ize muno zirugubata na oneze kumusha ize.
Okay. Aywa tinotenda shukuru mkoma amene kana mune mfunze amungada ukanda kune wadare wedu msati maenda.
Nda kofara wangu kupinda mshirongwa.
Tinotenda mwene usiku wakanaka ikoko.
Aywa tinotenda kuno kukunaya mpura kuru kutonora.
Ndofunga musiku nidambu ziko kwa taka nzo watu kwa ita mafasha mku Cape Town huku.
Ito kwa kuno kujobegi kuno kutuze ne nanda reende keo Cape Town Park.
Aywa tinotenda, thank you so much mkoma John, thank you so much, have a good night.
Tinotenda ne miwo.
Thank you. Now let's go back to our guests, and we want to go to Dr. Suwanda. Dr. Suwanda, are you still there?
Yes, I am still here. Thank you.
Yes, Dr. Suwanda, we heard that some banks are already closing accounts of some Zimbabwe exemption permit holders. Is this legal?
Well, this is not legal. It has been ongoing for a while because of the FICA requirements. We obviously know that in some cases it is possible that every now and again, you know, people are required to go and submit, you know, their proof of residence and their visas, you know, and if the one has expired, including, you know, the very directives that were issued in order for them to make sure that they remain compliant. The banks are very aware of that, but unfortunately, those people that have been adversely affected and where they have not sought assistance, you know, I heard that they had, you know, sought assistance from the Zimbabwe and South Africa chairperson, but we have also not been, you know, made aware, because, I mean, it is illegal for any, either employer or bank to do that, because there is a directive that says no one should be treated as not having a document, you know, who otherwise is the holder of this LEP permit. So it is unlawful.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear from Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, is there anything that Zimbabweans who have accounts being closed by these banks, is there anything they can do? Can they take any action?
Yes, they can take action. Like, they can report the bank to the bank ombudsman, and then their accounts will be reopened. But like the previous guest was saying, most of them get the accounts get closed because of FICA requirements. And one of the FICA requirements that people don't actually do is that they don't send their proof of residence once a year. And because most people change their numbers, so when the bank is communicating with them to say go and go to their branch and submit your proof of residence, the person who would have changed their number, they won't get that message until the bank actually closes the account, because the only way that they can make you comply with the FICA requirements is by them forcing you to come to the to go to a branch, and they do that by actually closing your account. But then people end up thinking that is because of the permit. If you have a valid permit, if you have that permit that expired in 2021, it's still valid, even according to Home Affairs, until December 31 of 2023.
Thank you so much. Mr. Zimbudzana Chambara, we heard that some Zimbabweans are living in droves. They are leaving the country in droves in large numbers, seeking greener pastures. At the same time that governments like, or some organizations like those in South Africa, and the ruling ANC are calling on foreigners or immigrants to leave the country. Where does this leave Zimbabweans who are leaving the country, going to South Africa, where people are being kicked out of, foreigners are being kicked out from the country?
I think for Zimbabweans, really, they've got no choice. They are saying to themselves, what would be better, to starve whilst in Zimbabwe, or to try your life in South Africa and probably get kicked or killed or whatever, and or maybe even starve in South Africa. And South Africa is always seen as a better option. But Zimbabweans are not just living for South Africa. South Africa just happens to be closer in proximity to Zimbabwe. So it makes it a more conducive destination for Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. But the Zimbabweans have now started living for other countries overseas. We are now beginning to hear queries about people wanting to go to the Middle East, to the Caribbean, as far as the Caribbean as well. So, yeah, people are living in droves, and this has been exacerbated by the results of the August 23-24 election.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Dr. Swanda, what advice can your organization give to those who are leaving Zimbabwe or planning to leave Zimbabwe, going to countries like South Africa, where foreigners are being kicked out, those who are living there without proper documentation?
Well, the issue is we can only say that there are push factors, there are circumstances that are obviously, you know, beyond, you know, their capabilities that are pushing them to leave the country. But unfortunately, South Africa is not a very welcoming, you know, environment at the moment and country, because they are not likely to get any other visa unless if they come to South Africa and they are living because of the political conditions and circumstances. They feel that their lives are really, you know, under threat, you know, because we have seen a lot of politicians, you know, councillors being arrested, ambushed, you know, beaten. And that could be a reason for them to seek asylum. So if they are leaving South Africa, they must be very clear that when they arrive, they must show that they want asylum.
Thank you so much. That was our guest, Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda from the African Diaspora Global Forum. You also heard from Mr. Valentin Ndlovu, a legal advisor, and Ms. Diana Zimbudzana Chambara from Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, both in South Africa. We hope to hear from you again tomorrow. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, D.C.